1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. Joining me this morning, Jennifer Romanowski and Nikki Yeh with the Buffalo Chamber. Good morning, ladies. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And Nikki, you are the new membership coordinator with the Chamber. How long have you been there?
This will be my third day.
Oh, so you're brand new.
Yep.
Excellent, excellent. So what are you expecting from your new position there at the Chamber?
I'm expecting to increase involvement and engagement for the Chamber of Commerce.
Excellent, excellent. And as new membership coordinator, do you go out, see all the businesses, especially the ones that are not currently members, and try to convince them what a great thing the Chamber is?
Yep, I'm coming out with a smile on my face and introducing myself and getting to know the community and the businesses that are involved and helping them feel comfortable and grow with the Chamber of Commerce.
And so are you new to the area or have you been here a while?
I'm new to the area, but I'm a Sheridan local.
Okay.
I went back to school and went and taught for a while, so I'm returning.
Well, welcome. It's nice to see the new membership coordinator for the Chamber.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And we've got Jennifer Romanowski with us as well. And Jennifer needs no introduction, as we were talking before we come on the air. We've been doing this a while as she comes in with different entities across town as well. And in this weekend, Jennifer, is the Small Business Expo.
Yes.
Had been held in March for a long time, moved it to May because this is Small Business Month. Is that right?
That is correct. Typically, the chamber or the expo has fluctuated between February and March. And then Carrie with Joco First, who hosted the expo last year while the chamber was restructuring, mentioned that, you know, a couple of people made the comment that it'd be nice to tie in with Small Business Month and National Small Business Week. And we're like, that is a brilliant idea. Plus, you know, the weather's less finicky in May, which means we could potentially have more visitors. I will take rain any day of the week, which is what's supposed to happen this weekend.
I'd take rain over snow as well.
So, I mean, if people can't go to the mountains, then they can just come and support the expo and our small businesses. And that's one of the directions that the chamber has moved on, is that the Small Business Expo is not just geared towards our small businesses. It's not just geared towards our home businesses, our second income businesses, our entrepreneurs, but it's for everyone. Those who've been here for 5 years, 20 years, 30 years, our hope is that this expo would be educational enough that everyone feels that they will get something out of it.
Absolutely. And people come down, check out all the vendors, and you don't have to run through all the vendors, but who are some of the vendors that are going to be there, and if you have kind of a number as to how many you've got lined up already?
Well, we have a really good mixture of expos. So the expo is, yes, geared more towards, there's still that marketing component. It's, you know, we're all set up at Barmer Mountain Civic Center on Friday and Saturday. The doors will be open to the public from 3 to 7 p.m., and it'll also be open from 9 to 3 p.m. on Saturday. It's a chance to reintroduce or introduce some of these vendors to our community and our region. So with that being said, we've got realties, we've got corporations, we've got chiropractors, we've got authors, we've got nonprofits, we've got maintenance services, construction services, marketing services. We've got Willow Creek of Buffalo, who's going to be there. I mean, we have a really nice medley of businesses that people may have not heard before, businesses that they may have heard of, but are maybe not as active on social media, or it's more word of mouth. It's really a chance to allow our community to connect with our vendors.
What I always enjoyed about the Business Expo is you'll find out about the businesses that may not have a storefront. Maybe they just run it out of their house, something like that. And it's nice to see all those businesses with some of the very locally made items, and you always see them at the expo.
Exactly. So it's not only going to be goods that can be available for purchase, but also services and information. And yes, that is a big part of the marketing and the publishing of their business, but the committee has worked really hard to make sure that our vendors get something out of it as well. Like I said, and Nikki said, a chamber is only good as its members or its future members, and we want to make sure that we stay relevant to the needs of our vendors. So we have added an educational component to the expo, and it's currently only open to vendors. If the feedback is really good, maybe we'll open it up to the public next year. But we have specifically designed a educational luncheon for our vendors, and it's called What Every Business Needs. We'll have 3 speakers during our luncheon for the vendors on Friday. We'll have Brian Whitlock with Farmers Insurance, and he's going to speak briefly about provide information on what insurances businesses need, his experience as a small business owner himself. We'll have Tammy Hanshaw with the Small Business Administration. She's the lender relations specialist. So her presentation is going to be teaching them what a profit and loss is, how to create a budget, some expectations of growth and profit within the first 12 to 36 months, which is incredibly important because you always have a brilliant idea that could meet the needs and the wants of your community. But if you don't be strategic about your foundation of your business, I mean, sadly, I believe the statistic is most small businesses fail within the first 5 years and then sometimes don't last past the 10th year. It's kind of the same thing in the nonprofit world. You know, you have to continually get board members and bylaws and stay relevant. And we're really excited to give them that opportunity. And then our keynote speaker is going to be Becky Cooper, who's the executive vice president of Kennan Products. She's going to talk about the history of Kennan, where they began, where they are now, how they did company growth, product development, and specifically things that they could have done differently knowing what they know now. So specifically looking at the mistakes that other businesses could potentially avoid from their experience. So we're really excited about this luncheon. We're really excited about these speakers. We'll have a representative from the Small Business Development Council who will be there to do one-on-ones. We have an opportunity for vendors to network among each other and hopefully continue that sense of community and support because not only the chamber, but our town and our community is only good as the support of our businesses, which is why we promote shop local, support local, and all of that.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the vendors. So is there still some spaces open if vendors wanted to jump in here in the last couple days?
There are. They can download the vendor form through the chamber website. They can stop by the chamber and pick up a form that well. We welcome anyone who's interested in this educational opportunity and the networking potential and having that one-on-one with the Small Business Administration and the Small Business Development Council. Spots are $75, and they'll have a wonderful weekend.
And that's a good deal. I've seen some of these where, you know, they charge a lot more for vendors to come.
Yes. So we did have a tier system. The early bird special was $50, and then our middle registration was $75, and then our procrastinator level was at $100. But the committee decided about a month ago that we weren't going to do a procrastinator level because we know how in flux the business community is right now with inflation, housing shortages, hiring shortages. We want to make sure that we could give them the best bang for their buck, but still make it relevant and feel like they are getting something for their money.
Good news for all the procrastinators out there. They get in for $75.
Well, and the reason we were able to keep it that low is because of our wonderful sponsors that have sponsored the expo. Do we have time to run through
Absolutely.
Them?
Absolutely. Rattle them off.
So our gold sponsors are 307 Print, AMB Bank, Big Core Mountain Radio Network, Century 21, BHJ Realty, First Northern Bank of Wyoming, Hub International, Joco First, Powder River Energy Corporation Foundation, and Granite Pass Dental.
The silver?
Mm-hmm.
Is Buffalo Computer Consulting, Farm Bureau Financial Services, the banks of Buffalo, Gillette, and Sheridan, and our bronze is Buffalo Realty, DJ's Thriftway, and the Sports Lore.
Excellent. It's nice to have support from the local businesses when you're doing something like this. And one of the great things about this is that for the public, it's free to attend. They just come in, wander around, check out all the businesses, and you know, some of them are giving stuff away, that sort of thing. So they can come and not only learn about all the different businesses, but possibly win some stuff and have a good time while they do it.
Exactly. It is free to the public. Vendors, like I said, will maybe have some drawings or some raffles or some product to buy. And it's just a chance to continue to reintroduce the restructured Buffalo Chamber of Commerce to the community, talk about what benefits we're working on, what benefits we're currently offering, and really just continue that transparency and that communication that I'm sure a lot of businesses have felt have been lacking from the chamber.
Absolutely. Nice to see the chamber back out and about and doing things like the Small Business Expo, which is great for our local businesses. We're talking with Jennifer Romanowski with the Buffalo Chamber Board and Nikki Yeh, the new membership coordinator with the Buffalo Chamber. Ladies, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And everybody keep those radio dials right here. It's KBBS.